CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting
ABC
a Teenager.
News, I'm
Learning
Andy
the
Field.
Lingo.
The White
jelly.
House saying it will continue jelly to support
adjective.
Israel's
jelly
right
is a
to
shorter,
defend
better
itself
way to say jealous.
As aid organizations,
as in,
please.
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn.
The White
phone
House
case.
Says it wants to see all measures of protection for civilians in Gaza, but
thousands
national
of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
The
visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
People out of Gaza appropriately.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different. You talk different. You draw different. Listen to music different.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said humanitarian pauses must be considered to protect civilians in Gaza and get aid in. But Kirby said that's a temporary tactic and not the same as a ceasefire. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Make a plan to get a sober ride.
Capitol Hill tonight to select a new nominee for Speaker of the House.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dropped out of the race hours after winning the party's nomination.
Right, do you ever have, ladies, come Republicans to your
North Carolina
shop, your beautiful, wonderful store and military,
that state's congressional
and
district.
Ask if the diamond they got was
North
real.
Carolina's congressional
absolutely
districts could look
do,
a lot different. Republican
how
lawmakers
many,
are proposing a new
if
map
any,
that would
are married to people like John
Manning. That appear to favor Republicans, three that favor Democrats, and one that could be considered competitive.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS,
and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, Robert Reeves,
or degree screens, should not be allowed.
Exclusive professional
Hall.
Networks,
fact is that,
stereotypes.
Both parties are competitive under these maps.
Don't let
final
anything
votes
keep
happening
from
this
discovering
week.
Half of the workforce
ABC
were
News.
Stars.
Police in Germantown,
workers
Wisconsin, shot and killed a suspect who fired on
degree.
Officers from a roof.
It's time to
middle
tear the paper
during
ceiling
a school event
and
Monday
see the stars
night.
Beyond.
Germantown Police
Find out
Chief
how you
Michael
can make
Snow.
Stars part of your town strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org.
They knew potentially children were in danger. And they were ready to risk their lives to make sure that that did not happen.
We don't talk about the female
Infield,
combat
ABC
wounded.
News.
These are
for the talk of Green Bay, WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Quick Trip reports that the rewards program is now fully operational following a recent cyber attack. The reward system was down for almost 2 weeks. As a show of customer support, the company says members will receive double visits for purchases at the pump or in the store until November 5th. Here in Wisconsin, it appears we need to take a little more time when we choose our passwords. Civic Media's James Kelly.
A nationwide study by Casino.org found Wisconsin was the worst of the worst when it came to password security. Based on data like character length, number of reused passwords, and the frequency with which passwords are updated, Wisconsin was the worst state in the country in every single category and received a 0 out of 100 score. Among the data finds, fewer than 25% of the Wisconsin population had passwords longer than 12 characters, and over 80% admitted to reusing passwords across multiple accounts.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the free.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local civic media.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 59. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Isolated thunderstorms likely. 62. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-60s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The White House saying it will continue to support Israel's right to defend itself as aid organizations plead for airstrikes in Gaza to end.
The White House says it wants to see all measures of protections for civilians in Gaza, but National Security Spokesman John Kirby was explicit the U.S. does not support a ceasefire.
We're going to continue to try to get that humanitarian assistance in, and we're going to continue to try to get hostages and people out of Gaza appropriately. And as I think you've heard us say, a ceasefire right now really only benefits Hamas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said humanitarian pauses must be considered to protect civilians in Gaza and get aid in. But Kirby said that's a temporary tactic and not the same as a ceasefire. Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.
House Republicans meeting on Capitol Hill tonight to select a new nominee for Speaker of the House. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer dropped out of the race hours after winning the party's nomination. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. One man is dead and another injured after a pickup truck rear-ended a tractor. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened a little after 2 p.m. on Highway 12 in the town of Lincoln. The driver of the pickup was a 78-year-old man from Warrens. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The impact caused the tractor to roll over into a ditch, seriously injuring the tractor driver, a 54-year-old man from Toma. The crash is under investigation. Authorities have identified a man killed in a shootout with Fond du Lac police last Saturday night. The victim is 34-year-old Kyle Massey. Massey was sitting in a car when police approached after getting a call regarding a disturbance that involved weapons. Massey and Deputy Blaine Evans exchanged gunfire that killed Massey and injured a Fond du Lac canine deputy who was part of the response team. The dog, Iroh, is expected to recover. Hey Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org, brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
treatment and their chance to get quality education, we are not going to be leaders.
I really appreciate that and respect the heck out of it. I'm going to give you maybe a softball question, Diane.
Okay.
So Kenosha School District just banned like 30 books.
Oh, gosh.
You got a take on the book bans. What's your view?
Well, one view is that, boy, we went to that Kenosha Democratic Party meeting, and those people are very, very strong. That's where it's coming on.
Mm-hmm.
I think the crisis that happened a couple summers ago in Kenosha really helped that group of people become better neighbors. But there's factions on the other side that are taking books that it should be up to each individual parent to decide what books that they want to have their children to have access to, but they should be in the public
library.
Schools available for the teachers and the librarians to share if they want to. If they don't want that kid to have their books, they write a note.
Right.
And
your kid brings home the Handmaid's Tale. You don't want your child reading Margaret Atwood. Can't imagine why. But go ahead and take the book from your kid.
Take the book from your kid then. Write the note. I don't want my kid ever to check out a book like this again. And handle it on an individual basis. But we are taking away literature that people should be exposed to. I don't know if you picked this up because I don't think I wrote too much about it online, but I have a subspecialty in human sexuality, and a lot of people don't realize that besides my specialty in diabetes,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, an actual certification.
But by the way, just a point of background, Diane has both a BS and an MS in nursing from UWM.
Yeah.
And that's
Go Panthers.
Go Panthers. That's your professional passion, especially in diabetes. But you were saying, I want folks to also know your academic background.
Yes, so, that academic background, as well as a master's level teaching certificate, which is required if you teach in the Wisconsin Technical College system. And I did teach there for 15 years. I taught most of the healthcare careers, from certified nursing assistants, LPNs, medical assistants, registered nurses. And I taught by storytelling.
Yes.
Some people didn't like that. They wanted me to go by the PowerPoint slides.
Those are so boring. Who wants a PowerPoint when you can tell a good story? You were saying that you've got a subspecialty in human sexuality. I find it... It's always been an interesting sort of curiosity to me that in this country, as soon as we start talking about sexuality or human sexuality, everybody kind of freaks out. It's like, we can't talk about that. But I've never quite gotten my head around why information and good access to good information, accurate information, is so problematic for us, especially in a public school system.
Well, you know, it happened, actually. It came from my home. My parents, and I'll just confess right now, I was raised in a Catholic family. And my father just was very liberal about talking to us, probably more liberal than my mother was.
Mm.
And funny story. Can I tell a funny story? Some people might think it's gross, but one day one of the little girls found wrapped very properly a Kotex pad in the garbage can. My father was the one who told the two girls
what it was,
talked to them about the whole menstrual cycle. And you know what? It was just part of the family.
And how refreshing. I mean, all of us, if you're listening and you think back on those moments in your young life, the destigmatization that, oh yeah, that's a feminine hygiene product. It's a maxi pad. Women have a menstrual cycle and you just go about explaining it. Kids pick up on when we freak out. And if we would freak out less, provide more facts, boy, I think we would have some young people making true expressions, true choices, having true agency about their own sexuality.
Well, you know, what I did was even take it one step further. When I my children were in school, I introduced a Milwaukee Archdiocese approved human sexuality program that went from K to eighth grade.
That I'm just going to let's pause. If you can do that, Diane, you can do anything, because getting a human sexuality program through the any archdiocese in the Catholic Church is certainly an accomplishment worth celebrating. Let's talk a little bit about your positions on healthcare and climate. Healthcare? So important.
Okay.
Hit on healthcare first.
Let's hit on healthcare. And I'm sure, you know, let me start on this this craze for everybody to get on the injectable weight loss drugs. I actually, my proudest leadership moment was when I was named to the American Diabetes Association's National Diabetes Prevention Committee. Our committee took to Congress all the evidence-based data that showed, and they started this science actually in Europe, you know, because they have the best science, as well as Canada or any other place that has a different type of healthcare system. But we got them to pass the 2009 Diabetes Prevention Act. Mm. And this allows for Medicare to pay for a program that actually, through lifestyle, including exercise and nutrition changes, that you can prevent type 2 diabetes, which 90% of diabetes is.
Right. One of the most interesting things for me was when I, many moons ago, worked with a nutritionist, learning about how lobbying efforts affected the nutritional labels that we see on food and how useless they are, because I don't know what a gram looks like. Why report the amount of sugar in grams per serving? You take 1 gram, you multiply that by 4, you'll have the number of teaspoons, and teaspoons are those little packets that you see sitting on the on a restaurant table. So if you want to know how much sugar is in something, do that math, right? I mean, we make it hard for people to actually understand what they're eating. Such a problem in our healthcare system.
No, it needs to be simpler. And that's why artificial intelligence, machine learning, you know, in many, many ways can make it much easier for people. However, there are just some basic steps. For example, I would start out questioning a newly diagnosed patient with type 2 diabetes. So, well, tell me what your usual day is like. I wouldn't even start talking about food.
Yes.
And one answer I got from a gentleman was that he drank 2 gallons of 2% milk a day.
Oh, boy.
Do you know how much carbohydrate that has in it? Mm. And I didn't make him change a ton of behaviors. I just got him to cut it back to maybe 2 to 4 8-ounce glasses of milk a day. And that's what it takes, is to
small incremental changes.
Small incremental changes.
And meeting people where they are and not with a bunch of judgment. Can you stick around for another segment, Diane? I'd love to talk to you more if you've got the time.
I certainly can.
Wonderful. We're going to talk about First Congressional District candidate Diane Anderson taking on Brian Steele and the dysfunction of the GOP in the House of Representatives. We actually need a government that works. Let's just start there. I mean, actually shows up and goes to work. Something that simply eluded the GOP for the last few weeks. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. If you got questions for Diane, give us a call or text 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from y'all. Back with more in a moment.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is,
you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Brian, do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 59. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Isolated thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 62. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Overcast. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Highs in the mid-60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Not for Diane Anderson. She's running to be the next representative of the first congressional district here in Wisconsin to restore some sanity to the U.S. House of Representatives. You heard it here first on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Brian Steele is going to have a competitor next fall for that first congressional seat, and his competitor is going to be Miss Diane Anderson. Before we had to go to break, we had been talking about a whole bunch of different things that are part of your platform. And I wanted to give you a chance to address climate and why you think it's important to, one, talk about climate from a science-based perspective, but why it's really important for the United States.
Well, just look at it. We actually are very fortunate to live right across from Lake Michigan. And we daily see the effects of climate change. There's a park down by our house, in which the banks of that park have completely eroded because the weather has changed so much. It's so much warmer into the winter. I mean, actually heading towards winter here.
Yep. It's really incredible. I did a piece a couple months ago on the show. Ron Johnson's argument's basically like, don't worry about it, because if it warms up here, that's better for Wisconsinites. He basically said, I'm not worried about the southern states, and I absolutely don't worry about Africa, which I found kind of crazy, because exactly the point that you just made, Diane, all of us know people know somebody that lives adjacent to a river, Lake Michigan, or one of Wisconsin's many beautiful lakes. And I got to tell you, most of those folks that I know are telling me stories about, I've lost 20 feet of frontage and now I've got foundation problems. My pier has now been washed out into the lake. I'm worried about whether or not my house or my cottage is even going to be there. Now, if that's your cottage and it's a second home, boy, those are first world problems. But the point stands that we're not immune from those effects here in Wisconsin. And that one of the things that I think was really important for the first congressional district, as well as the congressional districts that cover the city of the entirety of Milwaukee County, and you've got about half of it, plus Racine, Kenosha, a portion of Walworth, is that places that have urban areas with not a lot of tree cover and big industries, boy, is climate change having an outside outsized negative impact on communities of color because we've crammed freeways and not planted trees and put our polluting big industries in those redlined neighborhoods. So too in Racine and Kenosha. How's that showing up in your district?
Well, it does show up in our district and the surrounding areas, which is why, hey, I'm going to give a shout out now to my son, Michael Anderson, who is the youth programmer for the Milwaukee Bike or the Wisconsin Bike Federation.
Wonderful.
He teaches kids how to ride bikes. He gets them down to Lake Michigan for the first time ever. They can drive their bikes safe to school. Mm. But no, these masses of concrete that we have in our urban area are absorbing the heat.
Yep. It's going to take more and more lives, especially in urban areas, especially in communities of color. Certainly a top line item. Love to see that as part of your priorities. I also wanted to give you a chance to talk about your view on the U.S. economy. So much ink being spilt these days, talking about Bidenomics, the inflation rate, all these things. And I really appreciated what your website had to offer about this very concept of living wages. Tell us more about that, Diane.
Well, we went to the grocery store two times last weekend at the local Piggly Wiggly. I usually go to Aldi's because they have very good prices and or a lot of organic food. But we could not believe to actually do home cooking, which we do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Yes.
And we are going to have a problem if we do not do something to control the climate so that we can control the production of crops that we need.
It's super interesting because these things are all linked together, right? And if you want to talk about living wages and making sure people can buy good quality food, frankly, within walking distance of their home.
Well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because in this district, we have far too many food deserts.
Yes.
And if you don't know what that means, that's a place where you cannot walk to a grocery store.
Or get fresh produce within a couple of miles or on a public transportation line. I need to ask you about, we've gotten a couple of our texters watching live. Great. Thank you very much, y'all. What about a woman's right to choose? Who gets to decide? A bunch of dudes in Congress?
No.
Or women and their healthcare providers?
The right to choose anything in healthcare, whether or not it's the right to that word that people don't like to hear about, abortion, okay, or any other decision in their life, is the right of that person. And the woman has the right to choose. What's happening now, we have healthcare providers that cannot even finish their education in women's health issues in our state.
How shameful.
Because of the whole...
they don't know what the words mean. I've said on my show a couple of times, and then I'm going to ask you for your last word on your candidacy, Diane. Maybe we'll have you back and we'll talk more. What I've observed a few times on my show is if the legislation itself can't find the language to make it specific enough that allows healthcare providers to follow the law, we probably shouldn't be legislating in this area anyways. That could not be more true when it comes to a woman's right to choose abortion and whatever other reproductive health care she believes in consultation with her health care provider that she should have, as well as gender affirming care and the whole panoply of health care. Diane, why should people turn out and vote for you? And where can they get involved if they want to hear more about you and help your campaign out?
Well, they should turn out and help us with the campaign. Number one, we need a lot of help in order for me to get help from people at a different level in the party is we need donations, and you know, they can
brass tax folks.
Brass
donations.
Tax. We really need donations. We also need volunteer help.
You can do both at Anderson with an O, WI1ST. That's Anderson WI1ST.com. It's been a real privilege to have you here, Diane. I would love to have you back sometime if you would be so kind as to join me.
And I would love to join you again because there's so many topics we didn't get a chance to cover.
All day, Diane. I love it. Mike, congrats to you on the announcement of your candidacy. Best of luck. We'll have you back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll be back on Thursday. Thanks for listening, everybody. That's all for now.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media
News.
App.
News.